sirens wailed through Ukraine Thursday as Ukrainian officials confirmed that Russia launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks on the country. A spokesperson for the state emergency service said 11 people were killed during the strikes and another 11 wounded. Local officials in the capital of Kyiv said that 15 cruise missiles were shot down. Germany's defense minister has said Ukrainian troops will be trained to use advanced Western-supplied tanks within days. He said it will happen at a training site in Germany by the end of January. Responding to a reporter's question, he said he expects the tanks themselves to arrive in Ukraine soon. Thursday, the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control took additional actions to degrade the Russian Federation's capacity to wage war against Ukraine by sanctioning 8 individuals and 16 entities and 4 aircraft. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The Treasury Department also designated Russia's Wagner Group as a significant transnational criminal organization. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a statement, quote, "Today's expanded sanctions on Wagner, as well as new sanctions on their associates and other companies enabling the Russian military complex, will further impede Putin's ability to arm and equip his war machine." Thursday's actions, concurrent with additional sanctions by the Department of State, targets the infrastructure that supports battlefield operations in Ukraine, including producers of Russia's weapons and those administering Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Steve Miller, VOA News.
If you'd like to know more about this or any of the stories we're covering today, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Top Chinese, Russian, and American officials are scrambling this month to visit nations in Africa, the world's